Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's trade deadline day in the NFL, and so we are very pleased to be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. The Browns have shipped Za'Darius Smith to the Detroit Lions. The Bengals have taken Khalil Herbert from the Chicago Bears. What are the Ravens up to today? Jason, what are they looking into? A little defensive upgrade or two? They've already added Deontay Johnson.
Look, I think they're going to absolutely add to the defense. Shame on them if they don't. A Jadeveon Clowney reunion would make some sense. This was another week where they didn't get to the quarterback. I mean, if you look at some of the box score, like, they got some sacks late. They were playing with a huge lead. It was Bo Nix in garbage time. But their pressure rates in the first half, while this was a football game, were really low, you know. And they took David Ajabo a couple years back in the second round and, you know, we'll redshirt him for a year. You know, everybody remembers, looked like a top 10 pick at Michigan, has a terrible injury at his pro day. He's a healthy scratch every week. Adafe Owe is a guy. He's a guy you get in the third or fourth round, not a guy you take in the first round who you think is going to replace Matthew Judon. Like, that hasn't worked out. And Kyle Van Noy had a three-week stretch. He was shot out of a cannon early this season. But he's really regressed and shown some of his age, and he's probably playing too much. Nnamdi Madubuike is not having as strong of a season as he did a year ago, in part because I think the edge group is not doing anything. And they have a free safety issue as well. And you know what? They could use a linebacker like your old guy, Spillane, to settle things down with Roquan Smith. The Roquan Smith, you know, Trenton Simpson thing, it ain't close to the Roquan Smith, Patrick Queen thing. So, you know, do you go get Jordan Hicks? There's a lot of veterans out there on teams that aren't going anywhere who at least I think could form a little bit of a better linebacking tandem. So, Tyrann Mathieu, where are the Saints going? What are the Saints doing? I mean, there's things they could try. I don't know that they're going to be really bold, but they better do something.
How bold do we think that the Bengals are going to be? They just traded for Khalil Herbert, a running back. But on defense, do you see them, exploding in the market?
I mean, you know, adding a body, you know, like a Dietrich Wise kind of a thing. Like, could they do some things to fortify their D-line? I think so. You know, Calais Campbell would be an interesting name for them. Calais Campbell might be an interesting name for the Ravens, another reunion guy. But, you know, B.J. Hill dinged up again. Like, they have gotten a little bit better defensively, but I think there's still some areas you can exploit there. They haven't been stout always against the run. Again, a little better now than it was in September for sure. I don't think they're going to add major salary. You know, I don't think it's going to be anything overly significant. But, yeah, that's another team. Adding some bodies to their defense would make some sense.
Jason Luckenfora joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, now to the Steelers and to wide receiver. We've done this all offseason. We've done this every week during the season. Mercifully, it all comes to an end today. Yeah. Does it come to an end today, Jason, with the Steelers acquiring a wide receiver?
I think so. You know, I think so. You know, Adam Thielen, I mean, I guess it just depends how much you want to add a body. You know, I know Mike Williams is somebody who there's some interest in, and that might be the best you could do. You know, the Saints, some of those contracts are pretty complicated. You're dealing with players with some serious injury histories. I just don't know. You know, Christian Kirk, unfortunately, the Jags didn't trade him to Pittsburgh or somewhere else when they should have 2 weeks ago. You know, he got hurt. It's been a little bit dwindling returns there, and a lot of guys have already been dealt at that position. But I know the will is there. You know, I know the want is there. It's not like they're a difficult team to deal with or they have unreasonable expectations. Sorry, I got to get this dog in 2 seconds. He's killing me.
It's all good.
I don't know how much you guys can hear, but I thought he was going to sit outside and enjoy the sun. But yes, you know, and will Mike Williams end up maybe costing more than he should? Yeah, but I also don't know, even with Lazard beat up, you know, how the Jets are going to manage that wide receiver room.
Are any of the guys in Seattle available, do you think?
Well, a lot of people are calling on DK Metcalf. There's no two ways about it. You know, John Schneider really likes him. He's one of his favorite players, the GM out there. But they played Tyler Lockett, and they probably wish maybe in hindsight they didn't, but they did. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba is their best receiver, and they're going to have to pay him. And the defense needs help. And they got a rookie head coach, and they didn't make any splashes in the offseason. They didn't make any significant moves. You know, it was kind of about playing the long game. Well, yeah, that injury isn't very significant. And he's probably the – I don't even say probably. He would be the best guy to get moved at the deadline. And there's still a handful of teams who really would like to add a wide receiver and add one of some significance. So, yeah, I mean, I wrote about this in the Washington Post a week ago or so. I think the calls have only intensified. And he's a difference maker. I mean, that body type, what he can do, the spatial awareness of the sidelines and the body control and the physicality, I think he'd be a great fit in this division. I think he can play AFC North football. So I'm sure they're having conversations. Where it goes, we'll know for sure in the next, 7 hours?
Jason, we appreciate the time. Good luck with the dogs, and I know it's a busy day for you, so appreciate your time.
All good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care now. We'll talk to Jason Luckenfora coming up next Tuesday at 9:35, and he, of course, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, in the Huddle Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. I haven't really thought much about the DK Metcalf thing, because this offseason his name was thrown around, but not by really anybody credible, and right. It seemed like any time it was, it got shot down. You know, Jason's tapped in. It won't be for lack of trying. Sounds like they're taking a lot of calls on Metcalf.
That would be, like you said, difference maker. If the Steelers got that done, I mean, watch out. Seriously. I mean, especially with the, you know, rapport that he has with Russell Wilson. If they get that done, like I said earlier, that to me signifies that Russell Wilson probably would be back next year with DK Metcalf. And I'd be okay with it. I think that's the, like, if you get that guy, yeah, we're talking some serious Steelers moving forward. Serious.
You would be asking for all kind of hype and smoke, baby, and of course that's what you want. Now you add DK Metcalf, and now you got Pickens. In the way that Najee Harris is running the ball.
I mean.
And Jalen Warren's back and healthy. And you're going to need Cordarrelle Patterson. And you're going to need Zach Frazier back. Like, if you don't win the division, massive disappointment. If you got a guy like that.
I mean, DK Metcalf would be the equivalent of the Ravens getting Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Be the same thing.
And the Steelers' offense on no planet can be compared to the Ravens' offense. I know the Steelers' offense has been much better. The Ravens are in a different world. But the Steelers are better on special teams. They're way better on defense. And if you added DK Metcalf, you should be able to score with the Ravens.
Yep.
Absolutely. You should be able to score with anybody at that point. Look, if they're open for business in Seattle, too, I am circling back on Tyler Lockett, too. Like, if I'm Omar Khan, I'm having conversations about both of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tyler Lockett, yeah, $30 million cap hit next year, but $10 million in real money. Like, you can make that work, and he's still, he's like drinking from the fountain of youth, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's in his mid-30s, and he's having a heck of a season. He's on pace for about 1,000-plus yards this year. We'll get more to the wide receiver talk when we come back. And then tomorrow we'll react to whether or not they get a wide receiver. And then, my God, we're done with it. We're done with it. My brain's bleeding. My ears are bleeding. My heart hurts.
Yep.
I'm tired of it.
Yep.
I'm tired of the wide receiver talk. I'm tired of the political ads. Tomorrow, a brave new world. But next segment isn't. And you can give us a ring if you want to on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And also in the last segment, math that matters, Doran. Oh, yeah.
First, but Crowley math?
No, someone did the math for me.
Okay.
Yep. But first, a Sean Myers headline.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.